G'day guys, and welcome back to the NBA's latest podcast with your host, me, Alex. Let's kick it off with the scores from today. In our first matchup, we will go with what was arguably the most important game of the day between the Denver Nuggets and the LA Clippers, which held big playoff significance for both teams, with Denver having a chance to get into the eighth seed or even higher than that, and the LA Clippers looking to keep their faint playoff hopes alive, needing a win. It was the Denver Nuggets who came out victorious with a big 134-115 win behind Nikola Jokic's triple-double with 23 points, 11 rebounds and 11 assists. Will Barton also had a big game with 31 points. Jamal Murray had 19 points and 7 assists as well, in watching those three as the big-time leaders for the Denver Nuggets. On the Clippers side, Lou Will coming off the bench with 24 points and 5 assists. DeAndre Jordan had a big 16-point, 17-rebound game. And Tyrone Wallace had 18 points as well. But unfortunately, it was not good enough for the Clippers as they went down. And that sees them eliminated from the playoff hopes. So in the West, Denver are still alive. They still have a chance. And it will be interesting to see with two games to go, exactly what happens will be very interesting to watch. In our next matchup, we had the Milwaukee Bucks against the New York Knicks at Madison Square Garden. Milwaukee coming out on that game on top, 115-102, led by Eric Bledsoe with 22 points and 10 assists. Chris Middleton had 22 points and 6 rebounds, while Jabari Parker had another great game since coming back from injury with 16 points and 12 rebounds. For New York, Kylo Quinn had 15 points and 16 rebounds. Courtney Lee had 14 points, and Michael Beasley also had 13 points. Jarrett Jack had a decent game for the Knicks with 18 points and 7 assists off the bench, but nowhere near enough, and the Knicks being out of the playoffs again, it was a meaningless game. Milwaukee, it meant something to them because they needed a win to not only cement their playoff spot, which they already had, but get their seeding up and hopefully escape some of the top teams in the East in the first round of the playoffs. So that was a big win for them. And again, with two games to go for them as well, will be very interesting to see what else happens in those last two games. In the next game of the day, another meaningless game, the Brooklyn Nets coming out against the Chicago Bulls with a big 124-96 win. For Brooklyn, Alan Crabb had 20 points. Joe Harris had 16 points, 4 rebounds and 6 assists. D'Angelo Russell had 12 points. Quincy Acey, 21 points as well. Brooklyn hit an astounding 24 three-pointers in this game. They were just simply on fire. Quincy Acey hitting 6 and Alan Crabb hitting 5 of them as well. I mean, tough to stop when you got a team hitting 24 three-pointers. On Chicago's side, Bobby Portis with 18 points and 8 boards. Cristiano Felicio, 14 points and 11 boards. And Justin Holiday with 15 points. But again, another meaningless game. Not going to make much difference into the playoff standings or anything. It was just a dead rubber game. In the next matchup, OKC and the Houston Rockets down in Houston. OKC coming with a big win for them, 108-102, in a game where they needed to win to not just stay alive in the playoffs, but stay within a high seed as well. And that was a game of big significance for them. Paul George led the way for OKC with 24 points and 6 rebounds. Russell Westbrook had 24 points, 7 boards and 10 assists. And Carmelo Anthony also contributed very well with 22 points as well. So it was good to see OKC's big three combining well in this game, in a game they really needed to, and in a game that they needed to win. Hopefully that gives them some confidence going into the playoffs that they can get it right when it really matters. For the Houston Rockets, James Harden, 26 points, 9 assists. PJ Tucker, 16 points and 10 boards. Chris Paul also had 17 points and 9 assists, but I mean, it wasn't enough to get over the line, but it's not really going to matter for the Houston Rockets. They are going to clinch the number one seed no matter what happens with their remaining two games left in the season, and they are just looking forward to the playoffs now, plain and simple. In the next matchup, we had the New Orleans Pelicans coming out with a big win for their playoff hopes as well, with, against the Golden State Warriors at Oracle with a 126-120 win. For the Pelicans, Drew Holiday, 25 points, 6 assists. Nikola Mirotic, 28 points and 6 boards. Anthony Davis, 34 points and 12 boards. And Rajon Rondo with 12 points and 17 assists. They had contributors coming from everywhere, and they went in a game where they needed their big guns to step up. They really stepped up against arguably the best team in the league, and they are keeping their high playoff seed chances alive. For Golden State, Kevin Durant, 41 points, 10 boards and 5 assists, did everything he could to bring his Warriors to victory, but it just wasn't enough. Klay Thompson, 18 points. Quinn Cook, 21 points and 7 assists, continuing on with his stellar form while Steph Curry has been out. And Draymond Green with 11 points, 10 boards and 9 assists, just 1 assist shy away of a triple-double. Again, this loss isn't going to mean anything for Golden State. They're going to clinch the number 2 seed in the West no matter what. And again, they're just another team looking to just hit their strides in time for the playoffs, and that's where they're really going to kickstart their journey. In the last game of the day, we had the Portland Trailblazers against the San Antonio Spurs in San Antonio. And again, San Antonio coming out with a big win for them to again keep their chances of a high seed alive, winning 116-105. LaMarcus Aldridge, 28 points, 8 boards. DeJounte Murray, 17 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. And Rudy Gay with 16 points as well, helping them along the way. Manu Ginobili, he still keeps going. Even at his age, he's doing supremely well, coming off the bench in 19 minutes and scoring 17 points. He still provides the goods for the Spurs, as he has his whole career, in a game that they really needed to win again and keep their high seed chances alive. For Portland, Damian Lillard, back from an absence after, with an ankle injury, come back with 33 points and 5 assists. Evan Turner had 18 points, and CJ McCollum had 17 points and 3 rebounds. This is a game that Portland would have really liked to have won. I mean, they hold the 3 seed at the moment, but with that loss have the potential to slip down now even further. And with 2 games left in the season, they cannot afford any mishaps if they want to stay in that number 3 seed and have some home court advantage. So it will be very interesting to see on that front exactly how they go for the rest of the season. Looking at the latest news for today, the Warriors have waived Omri Caspi. No surprise there, to be honest. He hasn't really played much. He's been injured, but can't do much about that. And the Warriors needed to create a playoff roster spot for Quinn Cook. So he's been performing. Omri Caspi hasn't been playing. Put 2 and 2 together. It's fair enough. Kyrie Irving has undergone successful knee surgery to have the 2 screws in his left patella removed. And he will start rehab very soon indeed. And he will be looking to come back even stronger next season, along with Gordon Hayward, who unfortunately for the Boston Celtics have lost arguably their 2 best players to season-ending injuries, and you'd think that's going to put a real dent in their playoffs, in their playoff title chances. So that's unfortunate for them, but that's basketball and that's sport for you. Injuries do happen. Other than that, no other meaningful news. Thanks for listening again, guys. I will keep you updated every single day with all your NBA's latest in the scores and headlines. Thank you for listening again. Please like, share, and get this out. Hopefully we can get this big again, and we can get this thing rolling. So thanks, guys, and I'll see you on the next podcast. Ciao. The
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.